Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Sunday night is Oscar night, and it won't be surprising if someone uses the platform to advance a political agenda. Political statements at the Academy Awards have become so commonplace in recent times that it's hard to keep track of them all.
The struggle for freedom and justice is real. We live in the most incarcerated country in the world.
It's our time to have wage equality once and for all and equal rights for women.
And to those of you out there who have ever felt injustice because of who you are or who you love, tonight I stand here in front of the world with you and for you. Thank you so much and good night.
That was John Legend, Patricia Arquette, and Jared Leto. All the way back in 1973, a young Native American actress took to the podium to protest the mistreatment of her people. And as KQED's Chloe Veltman reports, those words stand out to this day.
The winner is Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
The night of the 45th Academy Awards, the tuxedoed and tiaraed denizens of Hollywood expected Marlon Brando to show up on stage and accept his Best Actor accolade for The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Instead, they got Sasheen Littlefeather.
Hello, my name is Sasheen Littlefeather. I'm Apache.
The 20-something California actress and activist calmly explained Brando's decision to boycott the high-profile event and send her in his stead.
And the reasons for this being are the treatment of American Indians today by the film industry. Excuse me.
Now in her 70s, Littlefeather remembers being escorted off stage by a team of security guards that night.
All hell broke loose.
She says she narrowly avoided getting into a scrap with John Wayne in the wings. Wayne was the biggest name in old school westerns, which were riddled with negative stereotypes of Native Americans.
A lot of people were making money off of that racism of the Hollywood Indian. Of course they're going to boo. They don't want their evening interrupted.
In a 1973 interview with talk show host Dick Cavett, Brando explained his support for Native American causes.
Indians have been tragically misrepresented in films and in our history books, in our attitudes.
At first, Littlefeather was skeptical about Brando's show of support of Native Americans. So she got her neighbor, director Francis Ford Coppola, to deliver the movie star a letter she wrote, quizzing him about his intentions.
And it took him a year to get back to me. But eventually he did.
Littlefeather says she could see Brando was sincere. They struck up a friendship, which led to his request for her to stand in for him at the Oscars. But the fallout ruined her career.
I was boycotted from that time forward. I was never allowed on any of the major television shows, major productions of films.
There still aren't many lead roles for Native Americans today, but things are slowly changing. At a recent talk in San Francisco, Oglala Lakota film producer Sarah Eaglehart credited Sasheen Littlefeather with paving the way for people like her.
Those of us that had to come afterwards in the industry are grateful for you standing up and fighting for us to have a voice and for our issues to be heard as well.
Littlefeather was a special guest at that event. She said one of the reasons she spoke out at the 1973 Academy Awards was because she hoped to see more young Native actors breaking barriers in Hollywood someday. For Here and Now, I'm Chloe Veltman.